The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Yoma has been dedicated in memory of Mazal Bat Esther Baghdadi and Yosef Ben Mazal Baghdadi by their family. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf has been dedicated by North Fork Bank and its private banking department with Gabriel Safti. Hashem Yishmerehu V'Hayehu. We would like to thank North Fork Bank and urge our listeners to patronize this generous financial institution. On a private note, we'd like to thank Mr. Gabriel Safti for his continued support for all our programs here at Daf Yomi, Torah Learning Resources, and the Torah Center. Teskele Mitzvot. Today's Daf has been dedicated in memory of Yosef ben Mazal and Shlomo Rafael ben Mazal. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Daf Nun Tet. Today's daf is being studied by Alun Ishmat Abraham Ben Esther. Today's daf is being studied by Haslachat Hayal Saval Israel, that Be'ezrat Hashem Borei Olam should give them success in this battle against our enemies in Lebanon. And Be'ezrat Hashem, the Toshavei Eretz Israel should have protection from the Shomer Israel, Shomer She'erit Israel, Ve'al Yovad Israel, Kemo She'katu V'nelo Yanu V'lo Yishan Shomer Israel. Amen. We're in the sugya discussing a machloket between Rabbi Akiba and Rabbi Yosef in the direction that the Kohen Gadol used to sprinkle the mixed bloods, according to one opinion at least, of the Dam Sa'ir and Par on the corners of the Mizbeach Apinimi. According to Rabbi Akiva, he moved to his left, which was in a clockwise position. And according to Rabbi Yosef, the Kohen moved to his right, which was in a counterclockwise position. The Gemara asked, according to Rabbi Akiva, that why was it necessary for him to move to his left? Seemingly, he should have an option to move or to his right or to his left, because Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold that the law of moving to your right applies in the Kodesh, does not apply in the by the Mizbeach Apinimi. So therefore, seemingly, if it doesn't apply, he could do whatever he wants. That was the Gemara's question, two lines from the bottom on Nun Chet Amud Bet. The Gemara said, and if you want to read it again, we can read it again. Rabbi Akiva nihi delo yanif panim mechutz. Since Rabbi Akiva doesn't learn the laws of Kodesh from the laws that happened outside, it should be optional for Rabbi Akiva to go around the Mizbeach in any direction that he wants. Rabbi Akiva, Medina, Bahu, Keren, Depaga, Beresha, Bahu, Avid, Beresha. Really, the first Keren that he touches or that he comes across, that should be the first Keren that he hits. And according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva's opinion, right, that would be the southwestern corner, but he misses the southwestern corner. That would be the reason why he should hit the southwestern corner. Why doesn't he hit that corner? So he has to walk to the end of the Mizbeach. Until he walks to the end of the Mizbeach, which actually takes him to the northwest corner, which takes him to the southeast, correct, southeast corner. And then what? Right, you have your picture. And then once he gets to that corner, Hadar then he walks back to the southwest, and then he continues in a clockwise position, which would take him to the northwest corner, and then he continues in a clockwise position to the northeast corner. Now that's the Gemara's solving why the Biakiva says you go to the left. Comes the Gemara and says, V'ibaret ema. Or we can say an alternate answer. Isviralan hakafa beregel dekule alma lo peligi dialfinan panim mechutz. Which means, we can explain the machloket of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef the following. Everybody holds that when it comes to walking around the Mizbeach, we call it hakafa beregel. The Mizbeach HaChitzon was Gigantic. It was very big. It was 32 amma. So when the Kohen would walk up the ramp, he would actually be able to walk around the Mizbeach in order to put the sprinklings on. So everybody agrees, when it comes to Hakafa Beregel, walking by foot, everybody agrees there's no difference between Panim and Chutz. Just like in the Chutz, in the Mizbeach Itzon, when the Kohen walked around the Mizbeach, he always turned to his right. So too when you're walking in service in the Kodesh, it's also done to the right. There is no argument on that. But here the argument is like this. One opinion holds that here, you're not walking around the Mizbeach. The Kohen stayed stationary in front of the Mizbeach and just went around the Mizbeach sprinkling with his hands. That's called Hakafa Biyad. Umor Savar Hakafa Beregel. And one rabbi, the Biyose, that says you got to go to your right, he holds no. You actually walked around the Mizbeach Hapinimi. So according to this, everybody holds that what? When you're doing Hakafa Beregel, you have to go to your right. The machloket was, how did you put the sprinkling on the Mizbeach Hapinimi? According to the Biyose, that says you have to go to your right, it's because you did Hakafa Beregel. You actually walked around the Mizbeach. According to the Bi Akiva, no, you stood stationary. It was Hakafa Biyad. And therefore we have no source to say Hakafa Biyad has to be done Davka Biyamin. The Gemara gives another answer. Everybody holds that the Mizbeach HaPinimi was done Biyad, meaning the Kohen stood stationary and sprinkled. So what's the machloket? Mor sabar yalfinan yad miregel. Rabbi Yose is going to say, we learn the laws of Yad from Regel. And just like Hakafa de Regel Mibachutz is done Biyamin, so too Hakafa Biyad Bifnim is also done Biyamin. Umor Sabar, Rabbi Akiva says, no, lo yalfinan, we don't learn Yad from Regel. Besabar, Rabbi Yose Agilili, Hakafa Biyad. So the Gemara questions. According to this last answer, you want to say everybody holds that the Kohen was standing stationary. It was done at Kafa Biyad, and he went around the Mizbeach with his hands. So the Gemara says, could that be so? Are you telling me that Rabbi Yose holds at Kafa Biyad? Veha Mediketani Sefa. The end of our Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Bimkomo Haya Omed. Rabbi Eliezer, as it says in our Mishnah, says he stood stationary in his place, umehateh, and even a downward motion would dab the corners of the Mizbeach. Michlal, we imply from that, the Tanakama lo svidale. Right? From the fact that the Mishnah is saying Rabbi Eliezer said that he stood stationary, that means the rabbi before, the Tanakama of the Mishnah, which would say, is Rabbi Yosef, he must not hold like that. So how could you tell me everybody holds that the Kohen would stand stationary? That cannot be the opinion of Rabbi Yosef. So we have to go back to the original answer that we said above. Mor savara kafa biyad, umor savara kafa beregel. The machloket is, did they do it biyad or did they do it beregel? Take out the words v'ibaitema according to the emendations of the Gira, and add the word ubeha. And this is the machloket. Mor savar saviv de mizbeach pinimi ke saviv de mizbeach haqitzon. Which means, the one rabbi holds that just like when you walk around the mizbeach haqitzon, it's done. In a right, going to his right, so too the same thing is done by the mizbeach hapinimi. Umor savar kula mizbeach pinimi bimkom hada. Which means the entire Mizbeach Pinimi is considered like one corner of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, meaning you were stationary. Which means the Mizbeach HaChitzon had four major corners on all four sides. So the other opinion saying, no, the Mizbeach Pinimi, its whole entire Mizbeach is considered like one corner of the Mizbeach Haitzon. Meaning, just like when you're on the Mizbeach Haitzon, you don't move on that one corner, you just stand still and you sprinkle. So too, while the Mizbeach HaPinimi, you just stood stationary and you'd sprinkle it standing. Therefore, you do not have to do it in a right direction. You could do it in the left direction. That's basically this answer of the Gemara. It was the machloket of going right or to your left is really based on, did they walk around the Mizbeach? Then it would have to go to the right. Or did they stand stationary and use what's called Hakafa Diyad, go around with their hands?
What do you say to the Tanakama?
Rashi. Mechlal de Tana Kama lo shani leben akafat penimin lechison ela shenehem beregel. Right? From the fact that our Mishnah said that in the case of the pinimi, you were standing. So that must mean that the you were walking around. I mean, that's the Tanakh Kama of our Mishnah. It'd be the Ezer actually of our Mishnah said you were walking around the mizbeach. So it must be that Tanakh Kama held you were standing stationary. Now, how do you know Tanakh Kama is Rabbi Yosef? Odd palm. I repeat. The Gemara said Rabbi Eliezer said bimkomo haya omed. This is correct. That Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah said you were stationary. Right. Must be that Tarakama said you were walking around. Right. Good. And just like when you walk around in the Hitzon, it's to your right. When you walk around in the Pinimi, it's to your right. And he's asking, how do you know that Tarakama is Rabbi Yosef? So Rashi says, Tarakama de Matitin, Rabbi Yosef Gili, Teha Kevate Kamar Bebaraita. Which means the opinion of the rabbi of our Mishnah going to your right. It's explicitly written in the Braita in the name of Rabbi Yosef. So therefore we know who it is. Avishad doesn't say the words Rabbi Yosef. But his opinion going to your right is brought in a Braita with his name attached to it. So therefore we know that the Tanakama must be Rabbi Yosef. Comes the Gemara and says, Tanya, we have a Braita. Amar Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael said, Shene Kohanim Gedolim Nishtayiru B'Mikdash. There were two Kohanim Gedolim that remained in the Mikdash. This is referring to the Mikdash Sheni. Again, the Gaon takes out the words Rishon. Meaning there were two Kohanim at the time of the second Bet HaMikdash. Ze Omer Biyadi Hekafti. One Kohen says, on Kippur, I sprinkled on the Mizbeach Haitzon with my hands. Ve Ze Omer Biragli Hekafti. And the other Kohen says, I actually did it by walking around the Mizbeach Haitzon. So the exact machlok between Nabi Yosef and Nabi Akiva, we see was actually around in the times of the Beit HaMikdash between the Kohanim themselves. And each Kohen gave reason to his to why he did what he did. The first Kohen gave the reason, Saviv the Mizbeach Pinimi, Kesaviv the Mizbeach Haitzon. He says, just like you walk around the Mizbeach Haitzon to the right, so to the Mizbeach Pinimi, you also walk around and you go to your right. Vezeno tentam nidbarav, kule Mizbeach Pinimi, bimkom hada dekeren de Haitzon ka'e. That the entire Mizbeach Pinimi is considered like one corner of the Mizbeach Haitzon. And therefore, just like when you sprinkle on the Mizbeach Haitzon on one corner, you're stationary, so to on the whole Mizbeach Pinimi, you also stand stationary, therefore you can go to your left. That's our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer said he stood in front of the Mizbeach and with his hands he went around all the four corners. Matnitin Mani. Who is the author of our Mishnah? The Gemara says Rabbi Yehudahi, which means Rashi says Matnitin Rabbi Yehudai Deshamina Le Damar Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Achi, which means we're going to see that Rabbi Yehuda quoted Rabbi Eliezer. So therefore, the author of our Mishnah that says you stand and give the sprinklings must be Rabbi Yehuda. Now we're going to see this now. The Tanya Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir said Rabbi Eliezer Omer Bimkomo Omed Umehate. Rabbi Eliezer said the Kohen stands in his place and dabs the corners of the Mizbeach. Ve'al kulan, and on all the corners, hayan noten mimala lemata. He went, again, dipping his finger in the blood, mimala, going up to down. Okay, putting his finger on the top of the corner and making a line of blood going down. Chutz me'otash be'alachson, except for the one that was furthest from him, the one that was on a diagonally across from his hand, shenoten mimata lemala. In that case, he would go from down to up. Now, what would the reason be for that? We understand why the one in front of him, we want him to go from up to down, because we don't want the blood to trickle down his wrist and go on his begadim and dirty them. How come then, from the furthest one, The Gemara says he would go specifically down to up. Why aren't we concerned? So Rashi says over here, Rashi says, look at Rashi Dibura Mathir, Ba'al Kulan, Hu Noten Milma'la Lemata. Right, and all the other corners, he goes from top to bottom. Bezush lefanav al korcho, kedei shelo yazuv adam letoch bet yad. Yado, we don't want the blood to trickle down to his sleeve. Deoil vegavoa he yoter miyado. The mizbeach is higher than his hand. We have to lift his hand up. So you just picture it. If he's going from down to up, his hand is up. His wrist is going to be lower than his finger, and therefore it's going to cause the blood to trickle down. So he says, his fingers are going to be high. If he's going to go from down to up, hadam zav letoch bet yado. Good. Ubotan shel stadin noten kederek sheitchil bezu, and all of them he can go from up to down. Chutz meotash ba'alachson, except for the one that's diagonally across from him. She rechokah, that's the furthest one. What's the problem? The issue over here is not about dirtying himself. The issue over here is it's just more difficult to go from top to bottom. Because you have to picture, he's leaning over the Mizbeach now, right? He has his finger there on the corner, and he has to go down, and he has to reach the bottom of the corner, so his body is going down. Masha'enken, if you dumb the other way, start from the bottom and go up. So it's a little easier to do it in that position, as she says. He says, "Torahu lo liyot kafuf." It's hard for him to be bent over uposhed zero ad kelot matana until he finishes giving the matana on the bottom. Ela mishikofev gufo. When he bends down first, uposhed zero matchil lemata v'niskaf ve'olech lemala. When he's going down to up, at least he's starting bent over, but he's going into an upright position, which is just a little more easy for the Kohen. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, but Rabbi Yehuda had a different version of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bimkomo Omer. That stays the same. He stood stationary. Umehate. And he dabs the blood. And on all of them, he goes lemata from down to up. Chutz mizu shaita lefanav mamash. Except for the corners that were right in front of him. Shenoten mima'la lemata. In that case, he went ma'la lemata ki echi delon nitvasan maneh. So he doesn't dirty his clothes. But when he's doing on the ones on the away from him, then he's able to do down to up, because we're not concerned, because his wrist is facing the other way. It's away from his body or sideways. They were not concerned. Now, our Mishnah is consistent with Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Rabbi Eliezer, because that's exactly what the Mishnah said. That Rabbi Eliezer said he stands in his place, and on all the corners that are in front of him, he goes down from up to down, and the corners that are away from him, he does down to up. So then when the Mishnah says Rabbi Eliezer, it's Rabbi Eliezer as defined by Rabbi Yehuda in the Braita. Continued. Hizam imenu al taharo shel mizbeach. Then the next stage was, he takes the blood and he sprinkles it seven times on what the Mishnah calls Taharo Shel Mizbeach. Now we're not so familiar with this Lashon, so the Gemara is going to analyze it for us. My Taharo. What is this Taharo? Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shila Palge de Mizbeach. It's actually the midway point of the wall of the Mizbeach. Which means you go to the side of the Mizbeach, the halfway point, and you sprinkle. Kabbalah says, where do you know that Tiharo is midway? Kede Amre Inche, like the people say, Taher Tihara. Taher Tihara literally means half of the day. Which means that a person wants to say afternoon, how does he say it? Taher Tihara, as if it's the half of the day, Vahavi Palged Diyoma, which is half, which means Taher, the sun is, what's the language?
Completed.
It became bright. Okay, good. Taher Tehara. It became very bright. Now, when does it become very bright? At midday, when the sun is overhead. So, if a Taher Tehara is a terminology used for something that's in its midpoint. Hence, in our context, it's the midpoint of the wall of the Mizbeach. Comes the Gemara and says that can't be. Why? Metive Kishihu Mazeh. when the Kohen is sprinkling Eno Mazeh Lo Al Gabe HaEfer, he doesn't sprinkle on the ashes of the Mizbeach, Velo Al Gabe HaGehalim, nor does he sprinkle on the coals of the Mizbeach, Ela Chote Gehalim Ilach VeIlach, he moves the coals from side to side, Umazeh, so it's mashmai sprinkling dafka on the mizbeach itself. Ela amar aba barav shila al giluya de mizbeach. It's actually on the revealed portion of the surface of the mizbeach. Now, what does the word tohar mean in this context? Go or the, like the Mishnah said, right? Al taharos shil mizbeach. So Gemara says kedichtiv, like it says in the pasuk, uchaetzem hashamayim la tohar. On that day that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, the Zekenim saw a Gilui Shekhinah, a revelation, and it says the sky was Torah, it was clean, it was clear revelation. And therefore, we see the word Torah is to clear, so they would clear the Mizbeah from its ashes and its coals, and they would sprinkle yet another time on the Mizbeah itself. Tanya, we have a Braita. Now our discussion is, which part of the Mizbeah? Which corner on the surface of the Mizbeach did they sprinkle this blood? Tanya, we have a Braita. Hananya omer besad sefoni u noten. It was on the northern side of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yose omer besad deromi u noten. So again, we have a machloket on this. Gemara es bemai kamepalge. What's the root of the machloket? Mor sabar pitcha bedarom ka'e. One rabbi holds, again, back to the machloket of the curtains. So one rabbi says the curtain started on the south side. Now let's analyze. If the curtains start on the south side, so you're in the southwest. Okay, now we know we didn't sprinkle on the southwest corner first, because the pasuk says v'yatza. So you had to go to the southeast, okay? Then you went back to the southwest, and then you went to the northwest, and then you ended up in the northeast. So now you're ending up your last sprinkle, you're in the north. And therefore that opinion is going to say, once you're in the north, sprinkle it on the northern side of the Mizbeach, because that's where you ended up. Umor sabat pitcha besafon ka'e. And the other opinion says that the door, the entrance, I should say, of the Kodesh Kodashim was on the northern side. So that, so therefore, you can, after you do all your sprinkling, you're going to end up on the southwestern corner. And therefore, once you're there already, sprinkle on the part of the Mizbeach where you are. So that's basically the issue. Sprinkle where you, the last point that you are. So according to one opinion, the last corner that you're on is in the north. Sprinkle over there in the north. According to one opinion, the last station you are on the Mizbeah is the south. Sprinkle on the south. Now, what does this depend on? Where you're starting from. What is where you're starting depending on? On the curtains and the Kodesh Kodashim. Did they let you out in the south or did they let you out in the north? The Kulei Alma Biha, everybody does agree, Hecha de Gamran Matanot de Keranot, wherever you finish the Keranot, sprinkling, Hatam Yahiv Al Gago. That's where you place it on the roof of the Mizbeah. My Ta'ama, which means, who told you that it has to be where you ended the Keranot? Maybe Taharosh Mizbeah is a different place. Amar Kera, V'tiharo V'kiddesho. Makom Shekiddesho Sham Tiharo. The Gemara makes a derasha. In the place where you were Mekadesh, now, obviously when it says the place where you were Mekadesh, it has to be the place where you finished Mekadesh. Because you can't sprinkle on the Mizbeah until you finish all the sprinkling on the corners. So therefore, V'kiddesho V'tiharo. In the place where you finish the Kiddush, that's where you do the Tiharo on the Mizbeah itself. Learned in our Mishnah, Shiyere Adam Maya Shofech Al Yesod Ma'arabi Shel Mizbeah HaChitzon. Now what do they do with the leftover blood? So the Mishnah said that they would take it and they would pour it in the Yesod, in the base of the Mizbeah HaChitzon. I mean, he would walk back into the Azara, and on the Azara, the base of the Mizbeach, that was called the Yesod, and they would pour it on the western side. The Amar Kera, because the Pasuk says, Ve'et kol adam apar yishpoch, all the blood you will pour. Now, who says on the west side? Ve'chi nafik be'ahu paga b'resha. When you come out of the Kodesh, what's the first side of the Mizbeach HaYitzon that you hit? You hit the western side. Which means, so therefore, it only makes sense to pour it. You walk right out of the Kodesh Kodesh. The first thing, the first side of the Mizbah you're going to hit is what? The West. So therefore, pour it in the Mizbah.
You're going to pass the West. You're going to go do all the sprinklings.
No, you're not doing any sprinklings. Now, we're talking about the leftover blood that you're pouring in the Yesod.
But you ended up in the South. Not
correct, but you're walking now into the you're walking into the Chazarai. You're in the Kodesh. Now you're walking to Mizbah Haitzon, which is Nazarah. The point is, once he comes out of the Kodesh, he walks now to the Azarah, to Mizbah Haitzon, and he's hit right away with the west side, and therefore he pours there. He goes out, he's going now towards the east actually, but the first side of the Mizbah Haitzon that he hits is the west side, he pours it in that. Now, Vishya Mizbah Haitzon, but the Mishnah did say that anytime you have leftovers of blood that goes on the Mizbah Haitzon, Hayashufiqh al Yesod Deromit, then you pour it on the south side of the Mizbah. Tanu Rabbanan. Yesod HaMizbeach, when the Pasuk says you pour it on the Yesod, Ze Yesod Deromit. It's referring to the Deromit. That's the southern side. Actually, this Pasuk says in completion, Velakah HaKohen Medama Be'etzba'o Venatan HaKohen Mizbeach HaOla Ve'et Kol Dama Yishpok El Yesod HaMizbeach. That's by Kippur. And the Torah tells you what? You pour it on the Yesod. It doesn't tell you which side. So the first opinion over here, this bright that says Yesod HaMizbeach Zeh Yesod Deromit. It's the south side. Ata omer Yesod Deromit. You want to tell me that it means the south side? Or Eino Ela Yesod Ma'arabit. Who told you? Maybe it's referring to the west side. So comes the Gemara and says Amart Yilmod Yiridato Mina Kevesh Li Yitziato Mina Echal. Interesting. Let's make a Hekesh. Between when the Kohen comes down the ramp, now the ramp was on the Mizbeah HaHitzon, the ramp of the Mizbeah HaHitzon was on the south side, so just like when he comes down the ramp of the Mizbeah HaHitzon, he's on the south side, so let's compare that to when he enters the Hazarah from the Kodesh, he also puts the blood on the south side. Ma Yitziato min HaEchal. So again, Amar, Yilmod Yiridato Mina Kevesh Litziato Mina Echal. Let's learn the coming down of the Kevesh to the entering, or exiting, I should say, the Echal. Ma Yitziato Mina Echal. I should say like this. Just like when he exits the Echal. Besamuklo. It's the one that's the closest to him, which is the west. Right. Correct. When he exits the Echal, what's the first side that he hits? The west. That's referring to the west side. So to when he comes down to the Kevesh, it's the closest to him. Which means, the Gemara is trying to say, on stuff that's done on the Mizbeah HaChitzon, you do it on the south side. Why? Because that's the closest thing. When the Kohen comes down from the Mizbeah, what side is he on? The south side, because the Kevesh is on the south. So the Gemara wants to make a connection. Stuff that comes on the Mizbeah Haitzon, it's on the closest side to the Kohen. So too, when he comes from the Hekal, you're going to pour it on the side that's closest to him. What's the closest side to the Kohen? The west side. So that's the south side.
Right, south.
No. We're not discussing that opinion. This opinion, when he comes down the ramp, you mean? Yes. When he comes down to ramp, and the Mizbeach Haitzon, the first part he hits is the south side, correct. When he's walking from the Hechal into the Kodesh, he hits the west side. So that's what the Gemara is comparing. Again, let's read that in some... Yes, let's say it in the Gemara again. Tanur Rabbanan, we'll start that Braita again. The Pasuk says, Yesod HaMizbeach, right? You pour the blood on the Yesod. Now, I should point out, and I stand corrected as we read Rashi, Yesod HaMizbeach HaAmura BeHatat HaChitzona. This is not by Kippur. This Pasuk is by a regular Quran Hatat that's brought on the outer Mizbeach. Right? So again, a regular Quran Hatat that's brought on the outer Mizbeach, it just says in Yesod. We don't know what this Yesod means. There's three sides of the Yesod. Which Yesod are we referring to? So the Gemara says, Zeh Yesod Deromit. It's the south side. Gemara says, "Ata omer yisod dirumit u'eno ele yisod ma'arabit." Who told you? Maybe it's the west side. Now, Amart, we're going to say, "Yilmad yiridato min hakevesh." Learn from when he comes down from the ramp, liyitziato min haechal, like from when he leaves the haechal. Ma yitziato min haechal, just when he leaves the haechal on Kippur. What does he hit first? Besamuchlo, which is the west. Ve'ezeze yisod maharabi, af yiridato min hakevesh besamuchlo. So when he comes down from the kevesh, he also pours it on the places close to him. Ve'ezeze yisod derumi. Whose opinion is this? This is Tanakam of the Braita. Tanya, Rabbi Ishmael omer, ze yisod ma'aravi. Oh, Rabbi Ishmael says, always, ben on the regular hatat, ben on Kippur, it's always west. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai omer, ze yisod derumi. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, no, they're both south. Comes the Gemara and says, Pishtama Rabbi Ishmael. I can understand Rabbi Ishmael's logic that it's all west. Why? Kasavad yilmad satum mimeforash, which means by the yesod of Kippur, it's explicit. It tells you, yes, that she says, because by the pinimit, by the yesod of Kippur, look at Hashim mimeforash, min pinimit shekatu ben el yesod amizbeh asher petach oil moed. The pasuk says you pour it to the yesod that's facing oil moed. That's a no-brainer. The one that's facing Oil Moed, which you saw, is that Ma'aravi. So therefore, Rabbi Yishmael makes sense. Learn the non-explicit from the explicit. Learn the Satum from the Meforash. By the regular Hatat, it just says Yesod. I don't know what side that is. By Kippur, it says on the Yesod Asher Lefneh. What's the Lashon? Asher Petach Oil Moed. That's clearly the west side. So Rabbi Ishmael makes sense west. Learn Satum min ha-Meforash. However, the other rabbi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Gemara says, El Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, my Tama. What's the logic? Where did he get south? Amar Vashe, Kasavar Petcha Bedarom Ka'e. He holds that the entrance leads you to the south. What does this mean? Look at Rashi, Kasavar Petcha, Dehechal, the entrance or the exit of Dehechal to the Azara, Bidromoshu Mizbeach Ka'e. It'll put you to the south of the Mizbeach. Why? Because according to the Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, holds the entire Mizbeach proper was in the north. Now, the ramp begins in the south. Now, when you exit the Hechal, the first, from the south, the first part of the Mizbeach, like you see in your picture in the art scroll, which is Kedai to see, it's on 59A4, you're looking at note 27, you see when he's leaving the, that's the antechamber, which would be the Ulam, which is fine, the first thing he hits is the south, that little jutting that's coming out of the south, because the other part of the Mizbeach is actually in the north. See, the Mizbeach is in the northern side. Right. That means the west, you don't hit it. When you're coming out of the Ulam, the first thing that you're parallel to is to the sword that is on the Darom side. So that is his logic. Okay, so comes again what on says, so therefore once he says that's Darom, he keeps everything Darom. Right? Correct. Because his Mizbeach is in a different place. Exactly. So again, let's get review the Machloket here. The Rabbi Ishmael says, west, meaning on the Chitzon, you pour it on the west, for Hatat Chitzona, and for the Kippur stuff that's on the Pinim, the leftovers is also on the west. Everything's west. According to the Rabbi Akiva, no, everything is south. I'm sorry. According to the Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, everything is south. Comes Gemara and says, Tana Deber Rabbi Yishmael. We have a statement from the Bet Midrash of Rabbi Yishmael. Bedeber Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Meaning, regarding in the Bet Midrash of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, they were learning the statement of Rabbi Yishmael.
Okay, so get, we just did it. We're quoting now a statement of Rabbi Ishmael that was said where? Bidebe Rabbi Shlomo ben Yochai. And what was the statement? Ze veze yesod deromit. So that means it comes out of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai retracted. If they're quoting Rabbi Ishmael in his Bet Midrash, that's a siman that what? That even Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai now holds south.
No.
He
changed.
Watch. I repeat. In the Bet Midrash of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, it says they were quoting Rabbi Ishmael. Look at Rashi. First white line. Tana debe Rabbi Ishmael, bedebe Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai ze beze yesod deromi. Bebet midrashot Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, hayu shonin mishnat Rabbi Ishmael. They learned Rabbi Ishmael. Vegorsin ba ze beze deromi. Lomar to say hazar bo Rabbi Ishmael. Which means they came along now and they said Rabbi Ishmael retracted. Because what was Rabbi Ishmael's opinion?
West.
Now we have Rabbi Shimon's yeshiva quoting Rabbi Ishmael like them.
Right.
So the yeshiva of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai proves to us that Rabbi Ishmael must have retracted. Comes the Gemara and says, V'simanach, how are you going to remember who retracted to who? It seems we need a mnemonic for this. We ourselves forgot. Which means, how are you going to remember that it was Rabbi Ishmael that changed his opinion to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai? V'simanach, Mashku gavre le gavra. The men pulled the men. Meaning, the Bet Midrash of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, those are the men, they pulled the men. The individual, which is Rabbi Yishmael. That means the majority pulled the minority. Look at Rashi. Mashku ha-gavre le-gavra. Talmidei Rabbi Shimon, which is the yeshiva, the students of Rabbi Shimon, mashku et Rabbi Yishmael omar k'divrehem, which means it's south. The Mishnah continued. Elu ve'elu mit arabin ba'ama ve'yotzin. So we said, all the bloods, bottom line, that are poured on the Mizbeach Hitzon, fall into the Yesod, for that they go into the river, they fall to Nahal, they go to the Amah, which is the stream in the Azarat, for that they go into a river called Nahal Kidron. And then we said that they would sell it to the gardeners, and for fertilizer, and we did say that there is Mi'ilah, meaning if they don't pay for it, anybody that takes this blood, it's going to be considered Kodesh, and therefore it's considered Mi'ilah, stealing from Mikdesh. Taru Rabbanan, Mo'alin Bedamim. The first opinion says there is Mi'ilah by the bloods. Devre Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon, and actually it's Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. Both rabbis hold there is Mi'ilah. So therefore they're the authors of our Mishnah. Bachamim Omrim, but Bachamim say, En Mo'alim Ba'en. Okay, there's no Mi'ilah by the bloods. So we have a Ma'loket. Ad kan lo pedigi ela midrabanan. So the Gemara says, you should know that the whole machloket of it is the me'ilah, and that is only on a rabbinical level. Meaning on a Torah level, there is no me'ilah by this blood, Rashi. Ela midrabanan. Man da'amar mu'alin midrabanan ka'amar. Now what's the difference if it's de'oraita or drabanan? So Rashi says, l'shalem keren abad midoraita le'osif chomesh lo. Meaning we have a rule. When a person uses something of Ekdesh, he has to pay back the principal, but he also must add a fifth. But that's only on Mi'ilah De'oraita. But if you hold Mi'ilah De'rabbanan, you only have to pay back principal. So the Gemara is telling us a big Hadush. Even the opinions of the Mahmir and say there is Mi'ilah over here, you should know it's only Mi'ilah De'rabbanan, and therefore they only have to make a principal payment. So Ad kan lo pediki ela De'rabbanan, aval midoraita en mu'alim bahen. There is no Mi'ilah by the bloods that fell into the Yesod. Gemara says, Mina ane mile. How do you know that with the Oraita there's no Mi'ilah by the blood? Amar ula, amar kera. So now the Gemara is going to make some Pesukim. Lachem shelachem yehe. The Pasuk says in Vayikra, Ki nefesh habasar badami v'ani netativ lachem. God says in the Pasuk that I gave the blood to you. Jeez, the blood that you pour on the Mizbeach is lachem. So what does it mean? Shelachem. Minat Torah, do whatever you want with the blood. Once you put it on the Mizbeach, it's your blood. Midrabanan, they came along and instituted Me'ilah. So that's the first opinion, lachem. Second opinion. Deber Rabbi Shimon Tana lechaper. The pasuk says regarding the blood, netativ lechem, I gave you the blood ala mizbeach lechaper to atone. So he makes a derasha. Lechapara netativ velo lena'ila. Listen, the blood serves one purpose. It serves atonement. But I didn't give you the blood to over me'ila. V'Rabbi Yohanan Amar. Amar kera. Who? The pasuk says who. Now, I'll read you the pasuk. It's all the same pasuk. We're just diminishing different words. It says, V'ani ki nefesh ha-basar badam. Actually, the word is he. Ki nefesh ha-basar badam he.
With the end, no.
Okay, good. Wait. It's actually on the last part. Ki adam hu banefesh yekaper. Now the pasuk is calling the blood who it is, implying that its status always is the same. Its status, meaning who it is, what it is, meaning Gemara, hu lifne kapara kilahar kapara. Before atonement and after atonement, it's the same. That what? Ma le'achar kapara in bo me'ila. Well, after atonement, there's no me'ila. Af lefne kapara in bo me'ila. Even before kapara, there is no me'ila. I mean, from the fact that Torah calls the blood who, it is what it is. It doesn't change. Look at that sheet.
One step further.
Right. Ki adam u benefesh yekaper, hu behavayato, in its being lifne kapara kilahar kapara lehar kapara emu me'ila the kevan and asit mitzvato to lo karine bekodesh Hashem, which means after you get the kapara it's not considered kodesh. The chadush of the Mishnah Gemara is there even before kapara. Now seemingly this is not necessary for our case because we're discussing after kapara. We went to about when it's poured in the yisod, but the Gemara is taking it a step further that not only after kapara is given, even before kapara is given, still there's not going to be me'ila at least by the dam. So comes the Gemara and says, who told you to learn it that way? Ve'ema, go the other way. Maybe say, le'achar kapara kelefne kapara. Say, it is what it is, meaning it never changes. Meaning, le'achar kapara, after kapara, it's like it is before kapara. Ma lefne kapara, yes bo me'ila. Af le'achar kapara, yes bo me'ila. Maybe go the other way. Maybe say, before kapara, l'chaura, there should be me'ilah. And say, just like before kapara, there's me'ilah, after kapara, there's also me'ilah. Again, who? It doesn't change. Gemara says, "En lecha davar shenasit mitzvato u'mo'alim bo." We never found a case after the mitzvah is done, and the kapara, let's say, is accomplished, that there is me'ilah. So we're forced to say that you have to learn it the way to say that just like after for sure there is no me'ila, so too before there is no as well. Because we haven't found the case that after the mitzvah was done that there's me'ila. So you can't come now and tell me a blockbuster and tell me adush that even after the kapara there's me'ila. It doesn't exist.
So what do you need the pasuk for?
The pasuk is coming to tell me lifneh. The pasuk is coming to tell me lifneh. In conclusion, the Gemara wants to say that therefore we're forced to say the who is teaching me that just like there's no me'ila after kapara, there's no me'ila before kapara. And therefore, min haTorah, there's no me'ila bedam. And the opinion that says there is, it's only the Rabbanan. Who teach you that the status does not change. But look at the Ulam.